Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips 6 days a week, 2 hours a day. We tell the tale of liberty. And, man, we got a recap of yesterday's show really quick. And then our guest, we got a couple of guests coming up this hour. And a whole lot more. So hang tight. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a bill to make daylight savings time permanent in 2023. Now, the Senate passed it unanimously, which is shocking. And I'm not really for government being involved in time zones or time in the first place, but I'd get some uniformity across the greatest country on the face of the earth. And we are the 50 great constitutional sovereign republics who have agreed to delegate limited authority to a general government for coordinating purposes. So that's pretty good. Now, I favor standard time over daylight savings time. Nevertheless, I'd appreciate not bouncing our time back and forth over and over and over, you know, so that would be a good thing. And hopefully Nancy Pelosi in the House will see the truth on this too. And we'll jump aboard and get something done in a bipartisan way very quickly. I think that would be really important to consider, important to do. I'll tell you that. Now, I guess they say now war in what's called the Indo-Pacific could reach the U.S. mainland. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth explained. Now, that's a very concerning reality, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? I don't want war on our homeland. We always fight wars around the world pretending that'll keep it away from our homeland, but eventually I think that's our demise. We ought to not wage war around the world. We ought to have a humble foreign policy, as George Washington of yesteryear, the greatest general the world's ever known, and modern-day Sam Bushman, Ron Paul, many others advocating for a humble foreign policy, void of foreign entanglements. Why are we picking sides? We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. Now, I guess yesterday I was talking about daylight savings time a little bit, and I kept saying specific time. Well, I don't know why I was trying to write notes and talk and do everything at the same time. I understand that it's Pacific, not specific time. Pacific time. Okay, I understand all that. Anyway, somebody brought that to my attention. I wanted to make the correction on your radio. We try to be as accurate as we can be on this broadcast, so there you have it. You know, when I started out in radio, literally over 25 years ago, my mother, who's now passed away, so God rest her soul, but my mother would listen to my radio program, and she was like an English major and stuff, and a school teacher and all this. And she used to correct my grammar every day. She'd say, I was listening, and your show was wonderful, but you said this, and it's really this, and you said that, and it should be. So when these people brought that up, it reminded me of my dear mother. And you know what? I'm grateful for the coaching, grateful for the corrections, grateful for the guidance that y'all provide. Thank you so much. Without you, we wouldn't even be here. Remember that, too. All right. China locks down 51 million amid COVID outbreak surge, despite public outcry. I guess it ignited a huge public outcry because they're kicking people out of homes. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff over there, the communist nation of China. But see, what do you expect communists to do, folks? They love war. They love dissension. They like to deny God. They just do everything that we morally stand against, right? The communists do it in China. The communists do it in Russia. Communists do it in North Korea. I mean, I could keep going on and on and on and on of the tyrannical nations that we really are biometrically opposed to, or diametrically opposed to, right? And it's important that we understand our principles versus theirs. And we're not here to meddle in their affairs, but we're also here to be a light on a hill, to set the standard of liberty and truth and turning to God Almighty, where all blessings originate, where the creator of the universe, ladies and gentlemen, male and female, created them. There's so many fundamental truths there. You can take 10 sentences and document 90% of the most important truths ever if you really look at it from a Christian biblical worldview, right? All right, USA Today pick. I guess they picked for the woman of the year. Turns out to be a dude. I kid you not, ladies and gentlemen. This is just beyond comprehension. USA Today pick for woman of the year is a man. Yep, transgender Rachel Levine. Honored by USA Today. What a shame. Bob Unruh wrote about it in WND.com. I don't know how to respond to this kind of stuff, folks. It's so off the rails. Again, God says biblically, male and female created I them. Okay? There's male and female. This transgender stuff is absolutely bogus. It doesn't follow God's laws, and it certainly doesn't follow the science. You know, when I was a kid, they used to say, you know how you can tell the difference, right? Just look at the plumbing. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen, but yet we're so confused in our modern day, always looking for the truth but never coming to the knowledge of the truth, because we look where we ought not. We're searching for love in all the wrong places, if you will. Follow the science. Look at the plumbing. Male and female created he them. Got it? Fundamental truths on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Hour two, we had our guest, Mr. Mike Brown. And Mike Brown went to the Utah Capitol building in Salt Lake City, Utah, in support of what's called SB 60. It's an important bill about your right to not be forced vaccinated, right? He got ejected from the Senate building, ladies and gentlemen. Why? For wearing a sticker on his shirt. I kid you not. And at this time, believe it or not, Mike Brown could sue the offending UHP officers, each in their private capacity, if he so chooses. Now, I don't know how far he'll get, because we tend to have this, we protect the cops at all cost mentality in the United States. Wrongly so, I might clarify. We have that view because we believe that the cops are just doing their best, and since they put themselves in harm's way, and they have to make split-second decisions and everything else, we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I appreciate that. But not in these cases where there's just literally bad apples, okay? If you want to learn more and keep up on this case for Mike Brown, please text the keyword Mike. That's right, the keyword Mike to 53445. That's the keyword Mike to 53445. You'll be added to a text list that's free. Very low volume text, but keeping you up to date on what's going on in this case. You can hear from and support Mike Brown directly. That way, ladies and gentlemen, circumventing your mainstream tyrannical shut everybody down plan. Communists is all get out, right? Anyway, Mike is also the owner and founder of an incredible company, raindroptext.com. It's a texting company designed for incredible marketing by conservatives for conservatives. Raindroptext.com. I don't get a penny for promoting him, but he's a dear friend. And he's been abused by our government. We always think the feds are crazy. The states are great. No, the states are just as tyrannical as the feds, we've found out over the COVID reality. Now, I've known this forever, but I'm just telling you, people are learning this reality check. Mike needs to fight. Mike needs to stand up, and we all need to help him. This cannot be allowed to continue. Because he wore this sticker, they basically claim his abuse was disrupting a meeting. And there's a disrupting a meeting law, which I find very interesting. I don't have time to get into that today, but I'll get into it. I literally called the UHP sergeant and discussed with him the difference between rules and laws and this and that and the other. It goes on. It's very complex. But anyway, I'm following up on that and doing my due diligence. People's Rights and others are doing a phenomenal job letting us all know what's happening with that case. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast. Still available at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, download the LovingLiberty.net iPhone and Android app for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. And best of all, you can follow the Twitter feed there as well. All right, there's a lot going on in the news that the networks have used to use today starts now. And our buddy Eldon Stahl's with me. He's the field coordinator in my area for the John Birch Society. That's jbs.org. And also their incredible, incredible magazine, thenewamerican.com. And Eldon, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, my brother.
Oh, thank you, Sam. It's great to hear your voice. Good to be
on. Thank you, sir. We got a ton to talk about today, man. I'll tell you what, Brian Russ is going to join us here in just a second. We have got, in addition to that, a bunch of just incredible topics. It seems like every day, and I want to get your take on this, Eldon, it seems like every day there's just more news to discuss to where you just can't even cover it all. You know, you see wrong-headed statements where you're like, wait a minute, someone needs a constitutional reality check on this. And then there's another piece of news where you're like, hey, they're lying about that. And then you're like, another piece of news, I got to weigh in on that because I got to set people's minds straight about we're not a warmongering nation, at least we're not intended to be. And, I mean, you just, everywhere you look, you go, oh, man. When we get back, we'll have you respond to that.
That's
and
right.
Then have Brian Rust of RustKnightGift.com join the broadcast for our Honest Money Report. We got a whole lot coming up. Hang tight, Sam Bushman, Eldon Stahl, JBS, John Birch Society. We'll do it all in seconds on your radio. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, yours truly along with Eldon Stahl, thenewamerican.com, the website for the John Birch Society, incredible magazine. They've been at it telling the tale of liberty, news the networks refused to use for more than almost anybody for a longer period of time, I should say. Anyway, doing great stuff. Also, Brian Rust, RustQuentinGift.com. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live once again, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you, Sam and Eldon.
Both. All right. So Eldon Stahl, I said right before the break, it just seems like the news, and we'll ask Brian the same question. It seems like the news just seems to get more and more urgent, necessary, overwhelming, too much news, everything we need to comment on because we got to set the record straight. The dishonesty, the manipulation, the lies, the wrongheaded responses, fake news. It just everything you need to comment on to straighten it out from a constitutional perspective, Eldon.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it was so much so. This isn't really a new thing, actually, but for years and years, the New American Magazine had a column called Correction Please. And it, I think it was started actually back before the New American started with the American Opinion and Review of the News that we used to have. You know, just correcting the misinformation that comes out of the mainstream news from time to time. But it's it's very valuable to have a news source that is reliable. You can know it's well researched, and it also focuses on, you know, key things and doesn't clutter your mind with things that are probably more in the category of trivia that you really you know, either you can't do anything about or it just really doesn't have anything to do with your daily life, like you know, what did Kim Kardashian have for lunch today or whatever, right? It's good to, you know, kind of keep focused on things that really matter.
Yeah, they say Yee and Pete are having a big old battle, and poor Kim's all in the middle of it all. You know, that's the sideshow. Back to the real news, ladies and gentlemen. So Brian Rust of RustCouldn'tGift.com doing a phenomenal job. What do you think? I'm asserting that, you know what, the news is just, they're overwhelming us. It's the Saul Alinsky playbook in action, ladies and gentlemen. But look, everything just needs response to. We've got to correct so many things. It's overwhelming, and it seems to be increasing, Brian.
Yeah, you're right on. I mean, we've talked about this in the past. I think, you know, Eldon mentioned the fact of clutter our mind, and I think that's the key for these the agenda of these news outlets is to just clutter us up with so much stuff that we get twisted to the fact of what is real, what is not, you know, what's my position, what do I need to do, what I mean, and just almost every day we're bombarded by, you know, more and more of this, which doesn't give us to, you know, I mean, especially common sense. I mean, obviously a common sense, we think, well, okay, you know, I mean, apparently there's none of that out there, and then it's just hard to grasp, and so we get twisted up, and there's this, and then someone says this, and then we're listening to this, and then we talk to our neighbors, and they're saying this, and they, yeah, we're just, it's a mess.
And that's their agenda. Sadly, what people do when that happens is they want to just turn it all off. They just want to make it stop. And ladies and gentlemen, right, you don't need to make it stop. What you need to do is jettison all the crazy hollering voices out there of deception. And you need to go to truth, God's truth. And you need to ask yourself, who's teaching God's truth? Who's sticking with those God-ordained standards versus who is just off out in the weeds? You know, they tell you that transgender is good. The transgender religion is wonderful. I'm telling you, God created us, male and female. Okay, who do you believe? Okay, there's truth, ladies and gentlemen. And when you hear the truth, it rings true in your heart and mind. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Brian, we're at the Honest Money Report. Where's gold looking?
Gold's at $1,939.90.
That's kind of surprising, huh?
Yeah, that's down $61 from last week.
I wonder why.
Well, it's, you know, we keep talking about the manipulation markets. Well, they continue to play in this whole case. I mean, I read an article here in, I think it's Sprout Money, site about banks creating a new contract in order to dilute the overall supply and mitigate the price. So, I mean, again, we're seeing that illegal, you know, practice that creates this here again. It creates this false front. So people saying, okay, well, what about demand? Well, there's a lot of demand. We're still, you know, very big demand. And in normalcy, it would be supply demand, right? I mean, that kind of drives the price. It's like these prices going up and, you know, you can't get supply. You know, there's oil and we need oil and there's wheat and we need wheat. It comes from here and we can't get it. Well, obviously the price increases. Well, it's interesting that if there's a demand for metal, people are, they're buying a lot of metal. Why isn't there that increasing? Well, it jumps for a while and then it's back and so on. And they do that with these contracts that they create. You know, we talked about spoofing at times. You know, I just read, you know, this article from, like I said, this Sprout Money. same kind of thing. I mean, they're creating these spoofs, I guess, if you want to call it, and they mitigate the demand. So
you got government looting, creating a moral hazard, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk honest money for a minute. Gold is at $1,939.10. Oh, not in 90 cents. 1939.90. Right. Silver, Brian?
25.36.
And that's up a tiny bit, right?
No, it's down about 60
cents. Oh, down.
Cents
okay.
From last week.
Yeah, it was 98 before, I guess, right?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. What does that mean for us, Brian? Has it changed in terms of the buyability? Because there's a difference between just throwing out the spot number versus buyability of real money to be put in your hand, right?
Correct. So there is a demand. That demand's holding strong. I mean, we're chasing metal, trying to keep metal in so that we have it in stock in order to meet the demand, which is challenging at times. But I mean, it's just the price of that is higher. I mean, we're $10-12 higher on silver eagle dollars. Rounds are $6 or $7 higher. I mean, it's, you know, as far as physical goes, so it's holding strong. I think people are trying to, you know, they're scared to keep cash in the bank, and because there's uncertainty on these banks and what's going on, and how the government's making these banks do various things. So I think people are nervous. They don't want to lose their.
We watch as things change, Brian. It used to be they pegged gold at $35 an ounce. That was like 1970 range. And they pegged gold at $35 an ounce, and now gold's $2,000 an ounce almost, $1,939.90. And silver, really, for all intents and purposes, a silver eagle, silver dollar, 2022 minted by the U.S. Treasury, literally $37, right?
Right.
So where it used to be they pegged $35 to an ounce of gold, and now they can't even peg silver to $35. Even with all their manipulation. But I got an idea how we can track money. What if you and I were to create a copper eagle? So it'd be identical to the silver eagle, silver dollar, but it'd be copper. And instead of saying $1, it would say will be $1. And then all we got to do is track the price of copper. Then once that becomes a dollar, we can just show that it used to be gold, then it went to silver, then it went to copper. And that's how they destroyed our money. Number one, what do you think of the idea? Number two, what is copper right now?
Yeah, that's you might say that we have people that come in and buy copper, basically you buy these copper rounds and so on, and they say this is the, you know, we used to say, well, silver's the poor man's gold, and now we're saying that copper's the poor man's silver. And they're right now, I think most of your copper rounds are running about the $2.90 or something like that, a couple. Two and a half.
All right, so we got a ways to go, ladies and gentlemen, but all I know is Eldon, we can get you one of them copper eagles, buddy, and it'll what do you think, man?
Yeah, I like that idea. I like copper
because it really kind of educates along the way, doesn't it? It used to be gold, then it was silver, now it's copper, what's it gonna be next, kind of a thing, right? And so I know we're not there yet in the debasing of our currency, but when a silver eagle, silver dollar costs $37 and it used to be a dollar, that's the debasing going on right before your very eyes, provable by the U.S. Treasury, if you will. So I find that interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you a crack at this first, Eldon, and then Brian Rust will comment on this as well. You'll have to respond right after the break. Fed raises key short-term interest rate 0.25%. They're battling inflation that's at 40-year high. They forecast 6 more interest rate hikes this year alone, and then another 4 hikes in 2023. The central bank also sharply boosted its inflation forecast while lowering its estimate of economic growth. Eldon and Brian comment on this reality check in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The United Nations Security Council is due to vote Friday on a Russian-drafted call for aid access and civilian protection in Ukraine. But diplomats say the measure is set to fail because it does not push for an end to the fighting or withdrawal of Russian troops. Britain's United Nations Ambassador Barbara Woodward described Russia as playing a game with the world body. It should be noted Russia is a permanent member of the UN Security Council and can veto any resolution condemning the nation of invading their neighbor. President Putin, sounding more like Stalin, said they will cleanse Russian society of those that oppose the war in Ukraine.
But any people, and even more so the Russian people, will always be able to distinguish true patriots from scum and traitors and simply spit them out like a fly that accidentally flew into the mouth. Spit them out. I am convinced that such a natural and necessary cleansing of society will only strengthen our country.
Everyone's a little more Irish today. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
FEMA has released numbers on its funeral assistance program during the COVID-19 pandemic.
FEMA announced on Tuesday that its funeral assistance program has reimbursed more than $2 billion in funeral costs for more than 300,000 families of COVID-19 victims. The COVID-19 funeral assistance program provides up to $9,000 per funeral and covers COVID-related deaths since January 20, 2020. The average amount awarded per death is $6,500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Wednesday, they were only thinking of it. Today, they are acting on it. The Kremlin announced Russia is seizing hundreds of commercial jets owned by U.S. and European leasing companies. President Vladimir Putin signed a law as part of the government's anti-sanction measures that will allow Russian airlines to register planes leased from foreign companies in Russia. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
So the Fed raising interest rates yesterday, a 0.25%, ladies and gentlemen. They said they need to combat inflation. They're predicting higher inflation, lower economic output, lowering the estimate of economic growth. And here's the interesting thing, though. They say they need to battle inflation that's at a 40-year high. And they say, most importantly, six more hikes this year and four more hikes in 2023. That's 10 hikes plus this one. What, 11? It's out of control, Eldon.
Well, in a way, it is in control because the Fed was created to control inflation, supposedly, but as we know, our dollar has lost much buying power since the Fed was created. But they're in control. Congress gave them power under the Federal Reserve Act, which should not have happened. But there is still plenty of confusion, not so much as before, I think, but about the cause of inflation and what that means. Inflation really is an increase in the supply of money, decreasing the value of each dollar in ability to buy actual goods and services. And since Congress has decided to spend money like, a team of drunken sailors lately in the name of saving us from some virus that is relatively not something to be overly concerned about. We have so many dollars floating around there chasing just a smaller number of goods because many people were out of work.
So
amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. It's also important to understand, Eldon, when you say drunken sailors, I love the analogy because I think it's true, except drunken sailors spend their own money. The government's worse. They spend my money. Brian?
Yeah, that's very true. That's right. Gives drunken
sailors
a bad name.
No, I agree with Eldon. I agree with Eldon. I think he hit it right on the head there. That's exactly kind of what's happening here. I mean, they are in control. They're trying to ease the issues and so on, and trying to get back to some kind of a normalcy, which I doubt we'll ever see. But yeah, that's it. They spend our money and they don't care because it doesn't really affect them. Those powers to be, it doesn't affect them, so they spend our money. And so it's quite interesting to. Yeah, they're going to raise the interest rates. Okay. Yeah, I remember when I was younger, remember the interest rates. I think it got to 19% or something at that time. And fuel and gas were people waiting in lines to get gas, I think, and all that stuff. So I think it's very interesting the play here. You know, they make the announcements. So yeah, it's going to probably happen.
Yeah, and really the price of money or borrowing money is not the enemy here. This will just make it more difficult to borrow money for financing the purchase of homes and other larger purchases and things like that. This doesn't really help matters.
Yeah, you're spot on that. I agree, Eldon. Now, the other interesting thing, in addition to raising all these rates, doing all these things, I agree that the interest rates should be higher. These are all-time suppress the interest rate by force lows, if you will. And interest rates, like everything else, should be left to the free market, should be left to adjust as it legitimately evaluates risk-reward analysis. When the risk is greater, the interest rates go up. When the risk is less, the interest rates go down. When too many people want to borrow money, interest rates go up. When it's an appropriate balance of borrowing versus, lending versus, then interest rates become very inexpensive and relaxed. And again, this interest rate, like everything else in the free market, should float based on supply and demand, based on free market principles, not on government edicts or whims or whatever. And so really we need to get back to that kind of free market. Right now, if we instantly went to that, it would be disaster because the interest rate would go through the roof because there's so much moral hazard the government has created. But Brian, I'm submitting to you that it's like everything else on the free market or whatever else. It should appropriately freely fluctuate.
Right. No, I agree with you. You know, one point we were talking about copper basically here and so on. Well, if we were, what would be the other metal? I mean, nickel. Let's go to nickel, for instance. Nickel hit a 250% spike in a 24-hour period. It shut down the London Metal Exchange on that metal. I mean, wouldn't that be the supply-demand or the war? Russia, is a major factor in nickel. So, okay. Well, it's interesting that kind of, but as far as gold and silver and things like that, they don't seem to do anything. That's very interesting how that kind of. Anyway,
good point. How much is nickel right now? Do they have a nickel well, or a nickel coin? I mean,
nickel is used in all kinds of things. But there you go.
I know, but do they have nickel rounds or nickel coins?
Not that I know of. I mean, they make nickels, right? we spend nickels.
But what are those nickels made out of? Copper, Brian?
Well, there is nickel in the nickel, so.
Yeah. Maybe we need to put some silver in the nickel, and then the nickel wouldn't be so expensive in the nickel.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, there you go.
All right.
It's interesting.
I don't even know how
this all plays. But.
We don't know how to gauge nickel in comparison then, do we? What's nickel looking like price-wise?
Well, it's $48,000 a ton, and it usually, which is right now, which is a 250% hike. So it's but it's used in a lot of things. If you look it up and so on, there's a, it's kind of like palladium platinum, which is a byproduct of nickel and so on. But it's, there's a lot of uses. So that kind of big ripple effect across the world.
Wow. Anyway, the very, very interesting. You know, I feel like I know quite a bit about metals, but every time I talk to Brian, I get an education, Eldon.
Well, yeah. nice to learn from other people, isn't it?
Well, especially people that have been in this so long that really have a handle on what's going on, because it's hard to understand when you look at this. You just go, what? And I knew nickel got shut down and that it spiked. But, you know, when you think about that in terms of money, you kind of go, wow, that's right. And when I say in terms of money, that commodity just created a spike. Why would that commodity have a spike? Well, naturally, the supply and demand is they don't tamper with nickel near as much. You see the reality check there. They're not taking futures on nickel a whole lot compared to other things. And so you see this spike as they don't manipulate it because, hey, nickel's instantly hard to get. Why? Because those who we relied on for nickel, well, we're having a battle with, and we're not going to, well, one, are they going to give it to us? Number two, are we going to even accept it for that matter? So that reality check brings truth to power on that, Eldon.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's good to kind of, you know.
Go ahead, Brian.
Go ahead.
Sorry, one factor. One of the factors, you know, that kind of that hit our, I guess, our green era, that we're the global, clean market, whatever, you know, the electric batteries. Well, that's major material for those batteries is nickel. So key ingredient. So I guess if we all are supposed to go not use fuel because it puts out these pollutants, I guess we all need to buy electric cars. But, oh, now the batteries are going to cost us, instead of 10 grand or 12 grand for a battery, it's going to cost you 20 grand. So I don't know.
All right. There you have it. Yeah. Very, very strange. Wow. Go ahead, Eldon.
It's a little hard to drive the electric cars without a battery, I've heard.
Oh, good point, yeah. The sun's up there, Eldon. Come on now.
No, that's right.
Throw on one of them solar panels on top. You're good to go, ain't you? I joke because, see, they act like that we could just move to this stuff instantly and it's just readily available. And if you say anything otherwise, you're a terrorist and a denier and crazy town. But I'm just saying, hey, man, put a wind turbine on your car and put a solar panel and you should be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, why doesn't the military run their tanks on wind and solar?
Yeah, we wouldn't go to war so quick then, would we there, Brian?
Now you got it. Let's force everybody to do that. Yeah.
Well, they always joke and say, now we're cooking with gas. You ever had that heard that term, gentlemen?
Yeah.
Well, we're not cooking with gas. Let me tell you why. Rising gas prices presents new crime of opportunity for thieves nationwide. I guess California has the highest gas prices right now. I guess it was $5.75 a gallon in California versus $4.32 nationwide. You ain't cooking with gas anymore, buddy, because you can't afford it, Brian.
Yeah, there you go. I've got wood.
Cooking with wood. There you go, Brian Russ. Getting it done as always, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, Brian, Eldon, Sam, all on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Isn't this great? Just the two of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone, no TV. Finally, we have a chance to just talk. I mean, how long has it been? Well, first of all, we should talk about your schedule. There are a few things that could use some adjusting, but overall, I think it's going all right. Basically, I think we're doing a pretty good job of communicating, which is good. You're doing a really good job of letting me know how you feel about things. I want to keep the lines open, if you know what I mean.
Jerry? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing?
Oh, I was just giving Emily a bottle.
Who are you talking to?
Emily.
She's only 3 weeks old, and she's asleep.
I know. I was just practicing.
Family, isn't it about time?
Isn't this great? Just the three of us. No work, no interruptions, no phone.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
$5.75 a gallon of gas in California, Brian.
Yeah. Climbing. Said it'd get to 10, didn't they?
It's interesting. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, gas was at, you know, such a high, too. You had to kind of buy gas based on your even or odd number license plate or whatever. You could buy only gas every other day and all this rationing because they told you, man, oil supplies are, you know, you're about to run out of, you know, that sound little kids make when they're drinking their drink and the end of the drink. That's about to happen with the gasoline oil all around the world. And they lied and 50 years later, it's like, oh, we have plenty. It's just that we're at war, kind of lies and discussions as they dishonestly created the energy department over all this. And anyway, the reason I bring all that up is because back in those days, I learned to siphon gas. Now, I would siphon gas out of my parents' car to get money for my motorcycle, kind of siphoning gas. It was legal and okay. But now these guys are literally siphoning gas. But here's the problem now, Brian. I don't know if you know, but they got these new it's like a one-way thing on your gas tank. And so you can't really siphon gas as easy as before. So now all they're doing is bringing little drills, and they're going to big vehicles like SUVs and trucks and pickups and everything else with a lot of gas, and they literally drill a hole in your gas tank, and then they just siphon it out from the bottom and just forget trying to get into your tamper-proof gas cap and forget trying to get past that one-way spigot on your gas tank, and they'll just drill a hole in the side, buddy, and just steal the gas that way. That's what thieves are doing right now, Brian.
Wow, there you go. That's the there's the next latest craze right there. Yeah, that's
so think about it. You get an anti-theft gas cap, and then all they do is drill a hole in your tank, and now you got to spend $1,000 to replace your gas tank. That was a good plan. What do you say, Eldon?
That's right.
Great. Maybe just let them siphon the gas.
I'd almost rather have not a tamper-proof gas cap and let them siphon the gas. It would suck, but better than drilling a hole in my gas tank and ruining the thing, and then I got to spend $1,000 plus fill it with gas, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that brings a new term, cooking with gas, to the table, doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah, it does. Well, it is. That's the issue. I mean, and the problem is the criminal system that we have here is a joke. So, I mean, realistically, if they catch him, what do they slap their hand, take the gas, try to give it back to us, which is just going to fall out the holes in the bottom of the gas tank, and move them on their way so they can drill into somebody else's gas tank, I guess.
They could make you drink it as your penalty.
That's right.
You wouldn't be stealing gas anytime soon if you did that.
Yeah. There you go. I think that's a good idea.
You ever by mistake drinking some gas that you didn't want to drink and had the burps afterwards? It ain't fun.
Yeah.
What do you think, Ellen? Just having drinks?
Well, it kind of reminds me of, in the book The Law by Frederick Bastiat, he says that we can have three different types of society. Nobody plunders anybody. Some people plunder some. Or everybody plunders everybody. And so when you have the government so much involved in plundering, and in California, for example, they plunder the people the most through taxes on gasoline of any other state. And of course, then you have all this high gas prices with this artificially created lack of supply. That's, I would say, a type of plundering of the people. So So people say, well, if they're going to plunder, I'll plunder too. And there you go.
You know what I say, Eldon? Plunder me not.
That's right.
Yeah, and I won't plunder you either, by the way, Brian.
All right, there you go. Plunder. I like that.
A plunder me not society.
There's always someone out there.
Anyway, recommend that book. Great book.
All right, Brian, on the gas pumps all over the nation, too, you got those stickers that point and say, I did that, and it points to Joe. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, he created a, you know, I believe, you know, the issues, the major issues is he created this, whatever Trump did, I'm going to pull down because Trump was our enemy. And he, as he continued to say, as it was, and Trump was doing a great job in getting us self-sufficient. And then as soon as he got any, remove that pipeline, let's give that to Russia, let them be in charge of that. Let's, you know, let anybody in, forget that wall that's being done. I mean, just all these things as a slap to Trump, which has created major havoc in our country. And so, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I think he did that. And anyway, collapse of our dollar.
You know, I think that certainly the president of the United States is primarily responsible. And I think all presidents since the Federal Reserve Act abusively became the order of the day. I'm not going to call it the law because it's not really the supreme law. It's just the order of the day manipulating the supreme law. But I hold the president responsible. But let me tell you who I really hold responsible the most is Congress. Congress could literally declare the Federal Reserve shut down tomorrow. They could literally go back to constitutional currency instantly if they chose. And so I believe the president's responsible too, but I also look at Congress. They're the ones that hold the purse string, constitutionally speaking, et cetera. And so I don't want to get Congress off the hook, really, about this. Now, I believe that we, the people, are ultimately responsible because we could insist on it. If enough Americans insisted on constitutional currency, we could have it today. So the people are ultimately responsible. But I look at Congress too, Eldon.
Yeah, definitely. Congress could. They created the Fed. They could repeal the Federal Reserve Act any day. But it, of course, takes understanding and demanding that they do it from the people. And but if there's enough, then, yeah, it would be gone. I think it would take you'd have to go about it in an intelligent way, like it lays out at the end of the Creature from Jekyll Island book. I think it's 14 points or 16 points or something of a process to minimize the disruption to our economy. But that, yeah, it's something that needs to be done.
Well, and I think it starts with the competing currencies, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe competing currencies is the start of that. Just open it up and let honest money chase out the dishonest money. But you know what? They won't even let foreign nations like China and Russia and the Ukraine and others who want their own money, if you will. China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and others are trying to move away from the dollar, and we're not really letting it happen. Can't figure out why they'd want to move away there, Brian. It's pretty obvious, I joke. But Biden's collapse of the dollar, ladies and gentlemen, looms large. Ben Armstrong wrote the piece in The New American just recently. But this highlights what we're talking about. In my opinion, gentlemen, China, Russia, everybody wants to move away from the dollar. Because, you know what, you got inflation running rampant. And it's affecting everyone's stability and wealth. Okay? Understand that, look, you've got to deal with the Saudi-China alliance, another challenge to global dominance. I mean, you've got the war room, Philip Patrick, the end of the dollar empire. Alex Jones talks about fears of a nuclear conflict spreading. The dollar's at the center of all this, Brian.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, we say that, you know, the elitists take us to war. Well, they come to war.
Uh oh, you there, Brian?
Oh. Huh.
Oh, we lost Brian. Eldon, do you want to chime in on this? We'll get Brian back.
Well, yeah, we definitely need to be concerned about this as something that, you know, the dollar has had a kind of a special place in the world economy for so long. And a lot of times we don't realize what can happen if your currency just loses, I guess, value or respect worldwide. You know, I spent some time in Argentina, and for a time, the peso was pegged to the dollar, one peso for $1. It made it very easy for trading and exchange and all of that. But once they let that float, that artificial thing was gone, and two-thirds of the value of the peso was lost in a very short period of time. People lost their savings, their retirement. It was very disruptive.
I think we got Brian back. Thank you, Eldon. So, Brian, I was basically saying, hey, the dollar seems to be at the center of everything. I don't think it needs to be globally. Why do we have to be the center of everything? Can't we just run our own economy and avoid foreign entanglements and keep our nose clean and have a stable society and economy? And, yes, we can relate to the world as it makes sense, but America first. And not that we care only about ourselves, but if we don't take care of ourselves, there's no way we can take care of anybody else. And so, to me, why are we the center by force, literally, of everything globally? That's going to be a huge problem. First, they want to leave the dollar. Eventually, they hate us because we won't let them. Ryan?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, it's you know, the power is that the dollar or the monetary is the power. And so that's kind of the force behind, you know, all this. I mean, they're fighting to not trade in that. All these countries are starting to be, are beginning to hate us. They don't want our debt. They don't want to pay for our debt, and yet it affects them. And so they're trying to, you know, to stop that. We want that control, so we're pushing the agenda. And then, what is it? Is it war? Isn't that kind of what your elitists take you to war, because it's all about this money, and they get the people behind them. Well, we've got to go to war. We've got to protect our. Well, we're causing havoc throughout the world. And the world is saying, yeah, we don't want to deal with you, or we don't want to do this anymore. And so it becomes that we're butting heads, and now it's World War III. Is that what they're saying is happening now? So anyway.
Unfortunately, I think the answer is potentially yes. I pray the answer is no. But Ben Armstrong also has a column that relates to this big time. Here's the headline. U.S.-funded bioweapons in the Ukraine and criminal evidence exposed in Pfizer docs. Think about that headline, Brian.
Yeah, that's absolutely. I mean, and it's, you say crazy, but that's it. It's that kind of thing right there. Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that, Brian. Evidence in Pfizer docs. The government literally lied, got caught. Now they're funding bioweapons in the Ukraine. And so Russia's now going, hey, this is a threat to us, so we're going to do something about it, and then we're blaming the war on Russia? I'm confused now, but we're going to force the dollar and fund bioweapons, and we're mad because somebody else gets out of hand? What the heck are we talking about?
That's exactly right. I mean, and look, I guess if we look at it, if these South America countries or so on started doing things and pushing to our border, what would be our next response, right? And so I guess maybe Russia's saying, okay, if they're doing some of this stuff here along our border, perhaps we're not going to allow that and so on. I'm not saying any of that's, you know, what, you know, the Russia's doing that because, but absolutely. I mean, if we're, I don't know.
Well, Russia claims that these labs are a lot of the reason that they went in.
Right. That's exactly right.
Now, I'm not here to agree with Russia because I don't trust the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Ukrainians or the United States. I don't trust any of them, Brian.
That's right. You're right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow. But I'll tell you this. I'm concerned about the dollar collapsing sooner than later. Can't predict when. Brian Russ, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be with you guys.
Doing a phenomenal job always. Brian Rust, RustQuinnigift.com. Eldon Stahl stays with me. Brian goes back to life selling constitutional currency or making it available for you and encouraging you to take possession of your metal and do it now. RustQuinnigift.com. For Brian Rust, Eldon Stahl, and yours truly, God save the Republic of the United States of America.